When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
My name is Erin. I have sent in a couple of things now already, and I absolutely love your show. It actually, every time I listen to it, I think of a new experience that I want to share. So here's another one. My best friend, I talked about her in a call that I sent in a few days ago. I called her Tori, I believe, and she is a magnet for all things paranormal and all things supernatural. If you hang around Tori long enough, you are going to see something or hear something that you can't explain because it isn't within the realm of explanation. I have seen her get dragged across her kitchen floor when we were the only two people in the house. I have spoken to spirits through her, so she's a bit of a medium as well, but I have spoken to spirits through her. I have seen marks that could not possibly have been self-inflicted. There's so much, and being one of her closest friends, a lot of her experiences have rubbed off on me. And what I mean by that is she makes friends with entities, and those entities will attach themselves to her in some way, shape, or form. And when they are looking for her, where for, you know, whatever reason, those entities take their leave temporarily and then they want to come back, When they are looking for Tori, they typically will come to me because Tori and I are typically not very far from each other geographically, or we live with each other. So we're almost always together in some way, shape, or form. But there was a point in time where she did not live with me. A little bit of backstory. I have known Tori since I was 11. No, I'm sorry, 12 years old. Tori was 11 when I met her. And from the time that she was 16 to the time that she turned 20, I believe, 19 or 20, she lived with my parents and I. And the only reason that she left is because her company promoted her to another position in North Carolina. So she relocated to North Carolina for about a year, year and a half, where after that, me and her boyfriend at the time moved in together. But I'm kind of getting off track here. I apologize. So after Tori moved out, my cousin moved in. So it's me, my parents, and my younger cousin, who I'm going to call Isaiah. I'm not going to use anybody's real names for privacy purposes, obviously, but I'm going to call him Isaiah. And one day I came downstairs in the morning and I was making myself breakfast, and Isaiah came up to me and he was like, "Hey, did you hear anything weird last night?" And Isaiah had his girlfriend spend the night, so I thought they were talking about, you know, like, did I hear them having sex or something like that? And I was like, "No, I didn't hear you and Julie doing it, so don't worry, and I'm not going to tell my mom." And he was like, "No, that's not what I'm talking about." And I was like, "Okay, well, what's up?" And he said that around, like, 1 or 2 in the morning, I think, he heard scratching on his bedroom door. And for reference, Isaiah and I, my room, okay, the upstairs of the house that I lived in at the time was very tiny. There was a half bath, like when you went up the stairs, straight ahead was a half bath. And then immediately to the left was my bedroom, and immediately to the right was Isaiah's bedroom. So it was really tiny. So I should have been able to hear something scratching at Isaiah's door, because my bedroom did not have a door, just had like a little accordion door that I would pull to close and never actually stayed closed. So I could hear everything going on in the hallway. And I'm an insomniac, so I'm usually up at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. So I should have been able to hear what was going on. I should have been able to hear the scratching at the door, but I didn't hear anything. And I told him that. I was like, "No, I didn't hear a thing. I guess I slept right through that." And I said, you know, "Was it the dog?" Because sometimes the dog will scratch at the door when he wants in. And he was like, "No, it wasn't the dog, because he sleeps with your mom at night." And I was like, "Okay." And we also had 2 cats at the time who my parents declawed. And I was like, "Okay, well, it couldn't be the cats because they don't have front claws." And I was like, "Well, I have no idea what the hell is going on." And I texted Tori and I mentioned something about it. And she was like, "Oh, well, that's kind of strange." She was like, "Tell Isaiah to, you know, put salt down in his doorway and burn some sage in your room." And I was like, "Okay, I'll do that later." And I told Isaiah, you know, put some salt down. And with stuff like this, I get really sassy. So I said something like, you know, like, "Go ahead and put some salt down in your doorway. And I'll probably do that too, because whatever it is, I don't want it to come into my room." Like, because my room is like my space. And almost immediately I felt an energy that was like, "You're not welcome here. Like, you need to leave." And I was like, "Okay, all right." And I went downstairs and I messed around on the computer and watched TV and stuff. And I texted one of my other friends and had her come over and explained everything to her. And I was like, "Just go up into my room and tell me if that energy is still there." And she said yes. And I was like, "Do you happen to have any sage, or like know where we can get some?" Because I didn't have any. And she ran home and got a couple of sticks of sage incense. And she was like, "Here, this should help." So after she left, I lit the incense And I would always leave sticks of incense lit in my room because my incense almost always burned itself out. And I wasn't worried about, you know, setting a fire or anything like that. I was just, you know, I was totally okay. So I set the incense in my holder, I lit it, and I went downstairs for dinner. And about an hour later, I start to go back upstairs and I look down at the steps and I see half a stick of incense sitting on the steps. And I say to myself, this wasn't here before. And we had just gotten my mom's dog. He was probably like 2-3 months old at this time. So still the very curious, very playful puppy. And I was like, okay, well, the dog probably just got into my room and, you know, knocked over my incense holder. I'm going to go upstairs and I'm going to see my desk a mess because the dog knocked some stuff over and he grabbed the incense and brought it halfway down the stairs and dropped it. I was trying to justify and logically explain why my incense was on the stairs. And so I went upstairs, I picked up the incense and I went upstairs. And nothing else was disturbed. My holder wasn't even knocked over. And I immediately texted Tori and I was like, I think I pissed it off. And she said, what did you do? Or what did you say? And I said, I told it that it wasn't welcome in my room. And I've been feeling really negative energies all day long. And I think it's pissed off at me. And she cussed me out. And she was like, relight the sage, apologize. And I think I know who it is or what it is. And I was like, okay, freaking sweet. And she was like, you know, if it's who I think it is, go ahead and write down my new address and burn it along with the incense. Tell it that this is where it can find me and apologize and tell it that it's welcome because it's upset. You upset it. And I said, okay. And as I'm relighting the incense, I'm thinking that it had picked up the incense either before or after it had blown out. And as basically a fuck you to me, it threw it down the stairs. And so I relit the incense and I said, you know, I am so sorry. You are welcome in my home. You are welcome in my room. You are, you know, this is an open place to you if you need it. And I wrote down an address and I said, this is where you can find Tori if that's who you're looking for. If not, you always have a place here. And it was almost like a whoosh, it's really hard to explain, but that's kind of what it felt like, was like a whooshing sensation as it left. And I just felt so drained and empty. Almost, I guess, is how you could explain it, because my room felt dull. Like there was nothing else there. There were no other presences. It was just me. And it was a very strange, strange feeling. And that is one of the creepiest experiences I've had just because of the way that it rejected my offering, I guess. like I said, I absolutely adore your guys' show. I literally found it maybe like 3-4 days ago while I was at work. I work in housekeeping, so it's kind of boring, but really physical kind of work. So this is a really nice way to pass the time. I kind of binge listen to the show. So I, as soon as I'm able, I plan on becoming an EPP because I want to support you guys and I want to, get that extra podcast and maybe the bunk bed bill too. That sounds kind of cool. But yeah, I also wanted to say, you know, thank you for allowing listeners to have this kind of space to talk about their experiences and not feel like they're freaking crazy. Because I'm sure there are a lot of people out there like me who have had lots of experiences but haven't really been able to find the proper channels to talk about them. And you guys provide that. And it's very much appreciated. And I definitely plan on calling in and writing in again to talk about some of my other experiences. Thanks.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.